Weekday Wake Up on the SBI Radio Network, Swift 98 and The Spur. Heading into our guest interview segment this morning, and Kristen Bringhurst joining me in studio to talk about the opening weekend of the Rock Church Summer Theater that takes place at the historic Rock Church in Auburn. Kristen, it's almost go time this upcoming weekend.
Yes, we're getting so excited. June 30th is opening night, and we are ready to go.
You know, you and I were just talking about how cool of a tradition this is. 29th year for the summer theater. You've been a part of a lot of those years. Tell us what's happening this season.
Yes, so we're so excited. This year we're doing a play called The Other Side of the Window, and this is a really fun play. It's got Butch Cassidy in it. And what I love about this tradition of the Rock Church Theater is the playwrights will take all of this history, things that really happened in Star Valley, all these true events, and it's got our culture and our history, and then they'll just throw in some characters and some fiction to really spice it up and make it fun. But yeah, this is the one with Butch Cassidy, and it's just a lot of fun.
You know, I love this production for a lot of reasons. One of them is it's just that, I mean, you can't get more hometown feel than what this is, right? You're in the historic building, but these aren't professional actors. They're not professional singers. And I think that's kind of what adds to the character of it, because it makes you feel like you're actually in Old Town Star Valley.
Yes, it's so fun. And sometimes when people that haven't heard about it, they'll say, oh, the Rock Church play, what play are you doing? Is it Oklahoma or Seven Brides for Seven Brothers? And I was so excited to tell them, no, this is original stuff. You won't see this anywhere else. These are all original plays written by people in Star Valley who know the history of Star Valley, and it's our local community coming together, and we have some really talented, great actors that are going to be on stage.
That's right. I'm glad you said that. I wasn't meaning to say that they're not talented, extremely talented singers, but it's the hometown. So, well, Kristen, tell us what's happening this summer. You've been doing the rehearsals, and it's every Friday and Saturday through the month of July, correct?
That's right. We have the show every Friday, and the doors open at 7 o'clock. And then the show starts at 7:30. And what's really fun about the Rock Church play is we have a different pre-show every night. So Eileen Humphreys, she's the music director, and she just does a fabulous job putting this pre-show together. So it's different every night, and it features local talent. So it's really fun to see that pre-show, and she just really does a great job with that. I will say to bring cash. Or we still accept checks, but we're not set up for Venmo. We don't run credit cards over there. So please bring cash. The ticket prices are $10 for adults, $5 for students, so kindergarten through senior, and then under 5 gets in free.
And all those funds go directly to the Star Valley Historical Society, correct?
Yes, it's a fundraiser for the Historical Society. And so all of those funds go to maintain their buildings and all of the operating costs that they have.
Of course, including the Rock Church, right?
Including the Rock Church. Yep, it's really cool. It's an old building, a historical building, and so it's kind of neat to have that be the venue.
Krista Bringhurst in studio in the Rock Church Summer Theater, opening up this weekend, Friday, June 30th and July 1st on Saturday, and then every Friday and Saturday night. What time do doors open, Kristen?
So doors open at 7.
Okay.
And the show starts at 7:30, but if you come at 7:30, you'll have a hard time getting a seat.
Absolutely, you will. Kristen, for those that have been to the Rock Church Summer Theater in the past, why should they come back? And then attack that question, if those that have never been, why do they need to come?
Yes, it's just a great Star Valley tradition. I grew up here, but then we moved back in 99, and I always went to the Rock Church play every summer. It's just this fun tradition. And there's, you know, a different play every year, but sometimes they'll cycle through. So you might see it 10 years later, you might see that play again. So if you've been to the Rock Church in the last 10 years, this is one that hasn't been done since I think 2010 was the last time this was done. So it's fun to just come back and see what play they're doing this year. If you've never been, you got to go. You just got to try it out and get the experience.
Absolutely is. Of course, we've already mentioned it's all local talent that are performing from the community. Tell us who are some of the lead roles. I guess all the characters are doubled, right? And so that's how that works. But tell us some of the names involved, and maybe we'll recognize some of these people.
Yes. Yeah, so we have, it's kind of a different cast every year, but we do have some kind of traditional actors. So for those of you who have been to the Rock Church a couple of times, we've got Wade Hyde, who's been, I think he started in 2011, and he's just like he's just the Rock Church Theater. So we've got him this year. We're so excited to have him. We have really fun stories. Our piano player, this is such a great story. She met her husband at the Rock Church play. What wow. happened was the play was set up and he was the pre-show. And somehow there was a miscommunication with the newspaper. And so all the actors were there, but the date was wrong in the newspaper. So nobody came in the audience except for him. He was the pre-show. So he said, hey, you know, I'm here. Go ahead, do the show for me. I'll do the pre-show and you could do the show for me. And he ended up, this is Stephanie Henderson and Eli. So they ended up, that's how they met. They got married. Now their whole family exists because of the Rock Church Theater, and she's our piano player this year. So that's just really
that's fantastic. Some fun, that yeah, is so fantastic.
Some fun stories like that.
Well, Kristen, we appreciate your time, and you mentioned some of the cast. You mentioned some of those involved. Who else helps you behind the scenes to pull this together?
Yes, thank you. There's so much work that goes on behind the scenes. Eileen is my music director, and then Melanie Seelbach is just phenomenal. She does all of the props and the set, but she does so much work behind the scene, coordinating the double schedule. She puts together everyone's bios for the printed program. She designs and orders the t-shirts for the cast, and she just does so much work behind the scenes. So she really makes it all happen. She's fantastic. And of course, all the actors, you know, they're donating their time. So we start practicing in April, every Wednesday and Thursday. Audition in April. We practice in May and June, and then we perform in July. So everybody's donating their precious summer hours to the cause, but it's so much fun. It's just, it's really a great time. And it's just awesome.
Again, every Friday and Saturday through the month of July, starting June 30th and July 1st, this upcoming Friday and Saturday. Kristen, I mentioned at the beginning, you've been involved for a lot of the 29 years. In fact, you said what, since 2008 is when you started being director?
2007 was when we first, what happened was I brought my daughter to audition. She was just a little girl and I brought her to audition and they said, hey, can you just go up on stage and read the parts with her? And I found myself, I brought her to be in the play and I ended up being in the play myself. That was in 2007. And then gradually I started helping Aileen Winters, Astell Heiner Robinson. I helped her with directing each year. I just kind of took on a little bit more. And then when Aileen retired, I just took it over. So it's been really fun, but this is going to be my last year as the director. So the Historical Society is looking for someone who would like to direct. Anyone who's interested in theater or passionate about the Historical Society, give them a call. Give me a call if you want to know like what's involved. But yeah, we're looking for a new director next year and from here on out.
Excellent. So again, you can just contact Kristen or anyone involved with the Rock Church Summer Theater, opening up this weekend, June 30th and July 1st, and continuing every Friday and Saturday night through the month of July. Kristen, anything we missed?
I don't think so. I think you've got it.
All right. I'll look forward to seeing you at the Rock Church this summer.
Thank you.
It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up on the SVI Radio Network.